Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Khoj Gurbani's Shabd of the Day, where the recitation is the third passage from Sodar Bani, Asa Mahalla Pehla. Akha Jeeva Visre Mar Jao, Akhan Aukha Sacha Nao, Sache Naam Ki Lagi Pook, Ut Pookhe Khaye Chali Hai Dukh. So kyon visrae meri maaye, sacha sahib, sache naaye, rahao. Sache naam ki til vadiyai, aakh thakke kiemat nahi paai, je sab milke aakhan paai, vada na hove, kaat na jaye. Na ho mare, na hove sog, tenda rahe, na chuke pog, gun eho, hor nahi koe, ना को हुआ ना को होए जेवड़ आप तेवड़ तेरी दात जिन दिन करके कीती रात खसम विसारे ते कम जात नानक नावे बाज सनात. So in keeping with the general convention, we will look to the so-called Rahao Pauri, or the Rahao Pankti rather, the line that indicates a pause, to look for the central idea of the passage. And that line is, So kyon visrae meri maaye, sacha sahib sache naaye. And it's here addressing the mind, maaye for the understanding, and asks the question, why have you forgotten the true master and its true law? Sache naaye here indicates hukam. So in other words, why have you, here indicating the mind, not established a relationship with hukam or the universe around you? This is another way of saying, why are you not attuned to your inner self? Why are you living a subpar existence, is how we would put it. And then, at the top of the stanza, is the all-important message. The state of those that are not attuned to their selves is likened to spiritual death. Akha jiva visre mar jao. Akha, the word akha, we need to consider with some caution, because we find that there are conventional translations out there that have taken this word akha literally, meaning to speak or to say, and then have been misled into reading this line as, when I chant the name, I'm alive. We think that by taking the literal meaning of akha, we are missing the deeper significance of this term. Because let's remember that in addition to speaking, akha also means to relate to something, to relate to the thing that is being spoken of, to communicate with that thing. So being spiritually dead means to be separated, not having a relationship with the true self, and the mind being in a state of inner fragmentation, contradictions, which is pretty much our default state. But Akhan Aukha Sacha Nao is a caution that it is very difficult to overcome the mind's habitual conditioning. And so the mind has to be cultivated, developed and attuned to feel the hunger, the desire for a unified existence, that is to say, heal its inner fracture. Sache Naam Ki Lage Bhook. Now, Bhook is very much like appetite. When a person loses one's, the appetite, the diagnosis usually is that the person is not well. Similarly, if a person does not feel the appetite for a union, let us say, with Naam or with one's inner self, then it's a clear indication that this loss of appetite suggests that the mind here is caught in Taturbazi, or the daily rat race. So one has to begin to train the mind and begin to treat the mind, if you will, with the medicine of Gurmat for this appetite to awaken within the self. That's the crux of this passage. And with that, we leave you till the next time. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.